ago today I took to me a wife, and ever since she's proved to be a burden to my life. She's a widow of McCarty. McCarty was her name. By changing it to Riley, of course she's not to blame. She talks about McCarty and his virtues every day, and wishes I'd be sober and be like him every way. For she'd beat him with the broomstick every time the baby cried, and make him rock the cradle till from cruelty he died. Oh, she'd lick him and kick him, she'd never let him be. She'd mash him and thrash him until he couldn't see. McCarty wasn't hearty, but she's got a different party. Sure, she might have licked McCarty, but she can't lick me. Almost every evening he did all the work he could. He used to wash the dishes, yes, and split the kindling wood. He'd carry in the coal himself, no labor would he shirk. He'd rinse the clothes on wash day before he went to work. All the neighbors said, abroad he'd never roam, for almost every evening he was always found at home. And if he did not stir himself and try and mend his clothes, often then a frying pan was sent to break his nose. For she'd lick him and kick him, she'd never let him be. She'd mash him and thrash him until he couldn't see. McCarty wasn't hearty, but she's got a different party. Sure, she might have licked McCarty, but she can't lick me. I'm going down to Grady's now on purpose to get tight. And when I do get back again, there's going to be a fight. I'll smash up all the furniture before I do get through. Upset the stove when I go in, the first thing I will do. Then the difference in the two men she'll plainly see, and face she'll find who is the best, McCarty then or me. For I'll lick her and kick her, I'll never let her be. I'll mash her and thrash her until she cannot see. McCarty was... McCarty wasn't hearty, but she's got a different party. Sure, she might have licked McCarty, but she can't lick me. Then the difference in the two men she'll plainly see.